Welcome back to another episode of Scenario Podcast. My brother Matt, how is the quarantine going so far? I don't even know if this is a quarantine no more. It's just like stay at home, right?
Yeah, I just think this is just how we live. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It was all good a month ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've been so quarantined. I didn't know you had moved your wedding. I thought you were going to have a Mad Max wedding. Or is this going to be just people riding around in their cars in a circle around y'all?
Yeah, if you had your California love fit picked out, I'm not going to have a whole lot to offer for you.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And they had Chris Tucker being the entrance of my time.
Somebody had said that they thought that their quarantine outfit was going to look like that, but instead it's just some sweats and a roll of toilet paper. So I was like, yeah. That quarantine hits you a little different than you thought, huh?
And also, a lot of us ain't got no weapons as much as we claim we do in this country. It's just like 15 people got all the weapons.
Yeah, it's all the people that got up and ran to the Cabela's, right the day of it.
And Brandon Williams as well. He has a lot of arsenal in his home. He's got enough everybody.
We'll definitely touch on one brother who's definitely tooled up into that show. So things are still happening. I mean, you know, like in a lot of places, like, yeah, it would really suck, you know, that having this thing. But, you know, one thing never lets you down. It's people, because the stories have been coming out still, even though we're supposed to all be at the house and all supposed to be chilling. It's the stories have still been great over the last few weeks.
Not as like sensational, but a lot of sneaky fun stuff. Like
it's been a lot. It's been a lot of what the fuck really is really what's happening here. So yeah, so that's been good. But you know, the lack of sports has still created a lot of stories out there. You know, the. We're going to talk about a few different things like that, but also the fracture point in society is getting really close to happening now too. I think that we're getting ready to see the breaking point.
Go ahead and jump into this because this is the social media crumbling. Go ahead, and you predicted this, so go ahead.
Well, now what's starting to happen was like last show we were talking about you know, people were starting to get a little borderline with this stuff. Like, you know, tell me what you thought about the first time you saw me play football. And I'm like, oh boy, like, I don't even remember seeing half of you play football. Like, the only people that said it that made me really remember it was people that, I don't know, went to the NFL. And I was like, oh yeah, I remember the first time I saw you play. I was like, well, we're not winning today. I mean, like, different people that are like Facebook friends are like, shout out to my homeboy, Will Franklin, who's the football coach over at Bayshon in St. Louis now. I looked at
He's over there. Oh wow, Will Franklin's the coach over there for sure. I did not know that.
Yeah. So I remember when I first saw that he was coming to Mizzou though, back when we was both youngins, and I was just like, oh, we got a guy. So like,
he was a good receiver.
I remember that. But I'm sorry, I don't remember some dude who's like a high school football coach now. I don't remember. Sorry. I just don't remember it, but you didn't make that big impression. But yeah, so it's like you got all of these different people, like things like starting to break down. But now people start getting mad at each other. And this is what I foresaw coming. People are spending too much time with their online roommates now, and they ain't got nowhere else to go, ain't got nothing else to do, can't go nowhere, put up no vacation pictures or nothing. So you're starting to see people recycle vacation pictures. And it's just like, you know, it's like, we know you didn't just do this because you ain't went nowhere either. So, you know, but it's you're starting to see what's going on with people from that angle. So I thought that what we might do is go on to like Facebook right now and just see what your Facebook, your timeline looks like.
Let me go to mine real quick. Let me see the first one I have on my timeline. Shout out to my man Brennan. He's got a picture of Chris Rock smoking crack. Day 10 of no online shopping, starting to have cold sweats.
Yeah. Let's see. What we got down here? Okay, so this is one of the ones that let me know that people's sanity was really starting to slip. This thing, it says, press the middle word on your keyboard 25 times and make a sentence. It's just a random sentence by hitting the predictive text on your keyboard. Like, what is happening here? Why is this? Oh, here's one of my favorite things. Conspiracy theories about why the black infection rate is higher than other people, and people arguing about who's right and who's wrong. And I'm just like, oh boy, see, this is starting to have a real battle on people's sanity here. What you got? What else you got?
Shout out to my OG, Jasmine Crockett. She's running for state rep down in Dallas County in Texas. Her opponent shows up at her crib. She's got it on video. I'm looking at it right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, hold on.
Her opponent, at her crib.
So she says, this is the caption. She says, so there's a gift other than COVID-19 that keeps popping up with no invitation. The gift is my former opponent who refused to dignify by actually typing her name. Today she emailed me, which unfortunately is almost impossible to block her emails because there's a million different accounts. She emailed me to tell me that if I win on July 14th, because she beat her in the primary, she and my current opponent are going to work together and put up an independent candidate to run against me. Anyway, I guess she wanted to deliver her threat to me in person, so she showed up to my house. Yes, my house. For those of you not in Dallas County, we are under a shelter-in-place order. Clearly, she is in direct violation of the order by coming to my home, as we have no essential business together. The devil is busy. P.S. I did file a pre-support. If you see her on the street, let her know who crib she doesn't need to ever return to. So I just gave a little snippets of it. That's brand new. She had told me that something.
That's some good Rona crazy right there.
Wow. But you showing up at somebody's crib is, I think that's unannounced, is always not good. But definitely during the corona.
That can always get you work too. You better be careful with that.
But what even more crazy is I was thinking about this. If you do happen to just go over somebody's house to chill and you smoking weed, do you share the same blunt during COVID?
No, you better not. You don't fuck around and die.
So the hood is even, so not even the hood, just smokers have changed. Alcohol has changed. So just the way we move, period.
Here's another one. I had 10 eggs. I broke two, fried two, and ate two. How many eggs do I have left?
Yeah, I'm not doing, I don't never do those little goddamn things. I never get them right because I'm not good at math. So
Kobe Bryant is the answer.
Kobe Bryant is the answer. There we go.
The XFL got canceled, so people are getting upset about it.
Yeah, they said they may not come back though.
No, they aren't coming back. They closed.
Oh, so it's a done deal. I thought it was. They said they're not sure if they were coming back or not.
Right.
Which kind of sucks because it wasn't even their own fault on this one.
Here's my last one I'm gonna throw out. These things when people catch something random off the screen and then put the thing up to the camera and then they're wearing something different underneath it.
Right.
I don't understand what's happening here, but that was the first sign that I was just like, uh-oh, cabin fever setting in. People getting dressed at home and then just taking a different picture and then they're saying that is the picture that's the real version of them or who they could be if they wasn't. I don't know. I don't know what that's about, but yeah, that's troublesome. So I don't know. So yeah, you're starting to see the coronavirus fever set in and getting into it at that point. So yeah, that's the social media is starting to crumble. And then the real thing that started happening is you started to see people starting to fight over petty things with people that they don't really got a reason to fight with. Like the whole argument, like, well, Bernie Sanders dropping out the race, first of all,
caused
a whole another thing. And I'm gonna be honest with you, that happened, and I completely forgot that we still have a Democratic primary going on. Like, I was just like, oh, I forgot that was still a thing. Damn. So Bernie just dropped out, and then people was, you know, getting upset about that. So yeah, I don't know. I'm starting to see the cracks in the foundation. I don't know where we're gonna be in a week, but I don't think it's gonna be anywhere good.
And we're gonna go into that a little bit more with our topic of the day later on about these people that are we're just gonna tease it for y'all and we'll jump into that a little bit later. How's your alcohol intake going, man?
You know what, man? It's been very concentrated, and it happens in like bursts. It's like sprinting. Like I haven't been like constantly drinking. But it's come and go. It's just like come and like burst and then been there and then I've been like back to normal.
Right. Like you'll go like a day, like I'm you drinking kind of hard, then you like on a 2-day binge off then it's back on.
Yeah. Well, what's happened is I was saying this other earlier today. So like a month ago, I had never used Zoom before. Here we are doing a show on Zoom. And I had never used Microsoft Teams for anything else other than I am in the office. Now I very clearly identify Microsoft Teams as how I communicate with coworkers, and Zoom I just go to just get blasted drunk. Because nobody has anywhere to go. So these happy hours are just lasting forever.
Like, yeah, and remember, happy hour before, you were actually talking, kind of moving. Now you're just sitting in one place drinking.
In some sweatpants.
and keep in, even though people don't want to talk about it, in your mind, you know, like, you know, I got to get home now. So I don't need these last two crowns.
I got to drive.
Right. Now you're like, now, I ain't driving. Why not?
Right. Now I just get completely thrown and go upstairs and go to sleep. Miss dinner, be looking crazy.
You said miss dinner? So you've missed dinner?
I've missed dinner twice, getting drunk on Zoom.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Just bypassing the whole dining room, just straight upstairs.
I got drunk and ate a party tray last weekend. Like, I had a party tray delivered from Instacart back when Instacart was a thing. And
Have they stopped Instacart?
They haven't stopped it, but we put an order in on Monday, and it still ain't here. It's Friday.
Damn. Yeah.
They ain't messing around, dog. So, but I sat there and just ate a party tray. And I was just like, oh, all right, this is where life is at for me now. I got the two meats, the two cheeses, and some crackers.
You were good.
And I just got drunk. So let me ask you, how often have you been going out of the crib?
My grandmother is elderly, and my aunt that's elderly too. So I've probably been out like 4 to 5 times a week in general, because I have to take stuff over there and make sure they cool. But like, I've been doing drive-bys though, like literally, like my aunt, she needed she has a in service, she's like in a rehab in service thing, and like they need stuff, so I'll literally just put stuff out there and like, yo, it's out there.
Oh, like, okay. I thought you were talking about you was doing drive-bys.
No. Yeah, I mean, I call it a drive-by, dropping off materials for the elderly in my family. So that's kind of – but my grandmother, she literally wants me to come by and hang out. Like, I literally come by and she's like, you coming in? I'm like, granted, I was just dropping this off. No, come on in. Come on in. Can you help me get a bath?
So it led to some weird conversations too.
Yes.
And you just took it there. Yeah.
No. Or more, especially with someone that's elderly. My grandmother is 86 years old.
Oh, and man, something, she better not be doing nothing.
Yeah, no, that's literally, she's in the crib. She ain't doing nothing. Like, I showed her how to watch, she's got a little tablet now thing. I showed her how to watch church on there because that was her main issue. Because she's still moving and grooving. Don't get it twisted. But at the same time, it's like it's certain, you know, political and different ideology things that we have that we haven't talked about in 20 some years because I haven't lived there in so long, and she don't want to talk about it. But no, you right, Granny. And like, I don't even. And she's like, so what do you think about that? And like, sometimes it'll slip out and you'll say like, oh no, I don't believe that. And you'll be like, hold on, what you mean?
Uh-oh.
And you'll be like, oh no. And then she's like, then my grandmother's taking advantage of me. She'd be like, go ahead now, can you cook me a pot roast while you here? I was going to do it. I've been making full meals in my grandma's room. And she'd be sitting in her chair just watching CNN.
She ended up in your ass.
No, and look, the thing is, though, she can do it herself, though, but she'd be like, if you here.
So my thing is, I've been like super, like, I haven't really been worried about my dad. He kind of just does what he's supposed to do. And I think he got the message. So, but my mom's like, she put some concern in me at first because she was just out doing stuff and she the type that won't say nothing until she do something after it's done. And I'd be like, when did that happen? She's like, oh, I was at the, what's the name of the other day? I'm like, no, you ain't supposed to be there. So I got up the other day. I hadn't went out. I'm going outside roughly once a week, maybe. And so, I mean, I've been quarantined.
No, you're days
in the basement.
Like, you next level quarantine. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah, I'm not messing around because like many people, at least. So I'll ask you this before I tell the rest of my story. Mm-hmm. How many times a week do you get the Lil Rona?
Oh man, like three times a day.
See?
Three times a day.
I think I have self-diagnosed myself with the Rona about five times in the last week.
I was sneezing uncontrollably one night, and I was like, oh no, this is it. And it was like 3 a.m, and I'm trying to play FIFA soccer, 3 a.m, and I'm just sneezing. I'm like, oh no, this is it. I'm gonna die while playing FIFA soccer. They're gonna be like, he had that PS4 controller in his hand.
Right. He just sat there and died.
Even, right, like it's immediate death. Like
right, like you just got it. Like you had no symptoms 2 hours
ago. No, I just died by the time the morning came.
So like me, I was sitting there last week and I went out and I had and so I've been taking my temperature. So I got a thermometer. I've been taking my temperature on the regular, just making sure I'm good. And I was 97.9 last night. So I took the thing, and I took about another half hour, took it, said 99. I said, oh shit, my fever going up. And then I called my fiance at work, who works at the hospital. And
that'd be even worse if you died,
like,
though. That'd be,
and I was just like, hey, what's
but Matt, it'd be even worse if you died.
All right, so like I'm sitting down here, like looking at my temperature, and I'm just like, oh man, what the hell is happening with me? I'm up at 99 flat. I was 97.8 or something last night. Like, so that was me. I would be the worst doctor of all time because I would be like the WebMD of doctors. Like, I'm like, oh damn it, I got cancer. So it's like, you know, but now I've just replaced all of that with, oh man, I got the Rona. So I was sitting in there and she was just like, I'm sure you're going to be okay. It's like, we're considering 100.4 to be when we really are paying attention to something. But anyway, long story short, I go through it, do all that. I most certainly did not have the Rona. I went to the nastiest, hoodest Walgreens of all time the week before, though, trying to keep my moms from going in there. And then I thought I had gotten sick in there because I was just looking at people cough off into the distance, not into their elbow, like cough off into the distance. Like that's what you're supposed to be doing. But at any rate, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm healthy so far. I did have to finally go out though and go to the grocery store. And I spent like 2 hours in there because our list didn't make any sense. So I didn't know where nothing was at. I had to just walk around and figure it out. So I was like, oh, damn, I hope I'm okay. But I got one of them real good masks, though. So I'm hoping that that works out and I'm good there. So I don't know, man. Paranoia is at an all-time high right now.
It's crazy because it's everybody is just crumbling with it. So let's jump into some sports, man. Like, everybody think these sports coming back next week.
You're wrong. The only sports that's coming back next week is ESPN going to be running more classic college football games. And it's going to be running more old boxing matches like they had on the other night. That's all you get in this sports.
Yo, they are running these NBA 2K things with the players. Like, I thought it was going to be like a highlight. Oh, no, playing them fully through.
Yes, like, they're playing entire games. Like, we've gotten to the point where people are watching other people play PlayStation on ESPN.
That's what I'm saying. And it's not the championships like the when they did the Overwatch championships where it's like the big stadium and all that. This is just some cats that's playing in their crib.
They at the house. They playing on Zoom. Like, that's what, hey, I'm going to tell you right now, and this is somebody who's made his career, made his life in sports. That's when you on some dope fiend shit with the sports, when you got to watch somebody else who plays sports for a living play a video game. You go to and play that same damn game yourself. Why he know how to play the game any more than you? Because he play with his own self on the video game. You can go create yourself and do the same damn thing.
Yep.
This is some dope. That's some dope fiend stuff. Like, the options on the table right now in sports, like live sports, is insane. So first of all, you got Dana White who said he was gonna buy an island and have UFC 249 on it. Now apparently that fell through, and they not gonna be having that now. But basically, he said, this is what, now I'm going to tell you, tell me if you've ever heard this before. Tell me where you heard this at last time. I'm going to buy an island so that people can fight in it from all parts of the world, and we'll be
the last
in
dragon.
A safe environment.
The Last Dragon.
The Last, I'll give you two more options. Bloodsport and Mortal Kombat. We're going to put you on a boat, and we're going to have you land over there with some people.
And it's the best of the best fighters from all over the world. Yes,
that is definitely the screenplay for Mortal Kombat. So that's where we're at. And
so what do you think about this baseball thing? You want to stay NBA? Do you want to stay NBA?
Well, I'll get that too. But the NBA also, now they've officially locked in their horse tournament that's going on. So they got to have cats on TV playing horse.
If I was somebody, if somebody's smart about it, if they gangster, I would brand it out. I wouldn't even, I'd be playing, but like half out, but I'm talking about everything be branded.
Like, it probably will be because they got all sorts of advertising deals that ain't getting no.
No, I'm talking on my court, on my private court is branded.
Oh, like.
I'm having them send the banners for my Steph Curry father shoes, like all that stuff, like the dad shoes, yeah, Steph Curry.
Well. Might as well.
Yeah, so, like, or right anything now, my wife do, if my wife is doing something, or my lady's doing something that's got something to do with cooking, like, you know, or some whatever she's doing, her stuff is on there. Go to her website, is on my t-shirt. I'm talking about all that.
Not gonna happen because you're still doing an NBA event and they gonna probably put their stuff on there. But
How you gonna stop me? You gonna stop me at the Corona? You gonna cut me off? We live.
Cut you off at the crossroads of the Corona.
Right, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, if I come out in my regular Warriors jersey, but then in the middle of my horse, while you live playing it,
you're right.
My wife's company, my girlfriend's company.
That's because you want some chaos. But so Major League Baseball came out today and said they're having a 30-player MLB The Show tournament with one player from each team.
Oh no! So hold on, they're gonna
play against each other.
So basically it's gonna be a 30-team tournament. You got all 30 teams represented.
Mm-hmm. One player from each team is playing on behalf of their team.
Oh, so they're doing it a little bit different. NBA was like, we just pick these players. You can pick whoever you want to.
Right. Yeah. So the NBA, I mean, the MLB is doing a whole big tournament with theirs.
Question for you before you even go on that farther, back to NBA 2K. How much do you not believe in yourself if you don't pick your own team?
It depends on who you are playing in that tournament. Because if you're Kevin,
like Devin Booker, Devin Booker would pick. I flipped through to watch one for a second for like 5 minutes. Devin Booker picked the Dallas Mavericks. He plays on the Phoenix Suns.
Well, I mean, Luka Doncic is on. I mean,
yeah, but I'm saying, but do you not believe in yourself though? Like with the old school, like cats. If Jordan got a chance to play NBA Live, would he have not picked?
First of all, look, you're about to go down a rabbit hole, and I'm down to go down it with you. Can you imagine if 1995 Michael Jordan got quarantined? He would get quarantined in Atlantic City. Like, he wouldn't be with his family. He would be quarantined
place where he could get. And that's in the time when, the communication wasn't that good. You only could talk to me when I wanted to talk to you.
I tell your mother I'm never coming home again. So, yeah, I don't know.
I just wondered because I didn't see nobody playing with their own team.
Yeah. So, but also, the king of weird events that I've seen in the last week is WrestleMania. They still had WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
In a completely empty arena with some let's call it interesting storylines and things that happened, like pre-recorded matches. Like, it wasn't happening in real time. I don't know, man. I give them an A for effort.
And they did over 2 days, right? And they did it over 2 days. So if you play for it one time, you got it both days, right? I'm assuming?
I guess so. Everything's on the WWE Network these days.
Okay, so everybody got the subscription, so it don't matter.
Yeah, it's a subscription, so it don't really impact what you got popping. But still, at the end of the day, it still is kind of like, what the hell is this? It was interesting to watch. It was still, it was still cool, but it wasn't. It was still something different. Let's just put it.
Let's go to this baseball. All 30 teams are supposed to be in Arizona.
Yeah, that's the idea they put out there, but man, that's not happening.
Like, so is that not true? You are inside baseball.
That wasn't an announcement of it happening. That was just a proposal that got taken to the nth degree. Like,
so the news is so bad that we're taking just some random dude that's a secretary
It was real. It was really being floated from real. There's real baseball players talking about it, but it's not like the ink is dry and they're doing this or nothing like that.
Like, how bad is that though? Like,
no, that's a bad idea because you would be basically making them go play baseball only in one state for 4 months. Their family's not around. You know, you got cats and pregnant wives and kids. And at the end of the day, man, this is still a pandemic. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is still something where people is like, I think I feel a little better being with my family right now.
You know, like, if it's 1 or 2 days, like, okay, all right, cool. You know,
yeah, but they're like saying that, like, once you go, hey, that's it. You there until the season over. Like, nah, bro, that doesn't work. 4 months? Hell no. Nah. Hell
no. Nah. You think they could get away if they did 1 month?
But for what? Why would you do 1 month? It's baseball.
I'm saying let's say they do July. They did July.
Baseball is a 6-month sport. What you gonna do in 1 month?
No. I'm talking about, and we go back to regular scheduled programs like in August, September. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's not happening. I hope you're not thinking that's happening.
Oh no. I don't think any sports happen until like September.
I don't think sports is happening in September.
Really? So you think we're done for the 2020?
You might see something in October, but you gotta think about the logistics of what you're talking about right now. Now, they're having people stand in line to go into a grocery store. So there's only so many people in a grocery store. But you think we're gonna have sports in some type of fashion where you're gonna have that many people in one place?
No, I'm talking about not no fans.
Even no fans, in order to broadcast a baseball game, you gotta have 20 people. So then you have 25 people on both teams. You're already at 75 people. Like, there's nobody letting that many people get together in the world right now. Maybe in China, it's already gotten
smashed. Well, no, South Korea's good. Singapore.
Singapore had a resurgence.
Oh, they came back up? That Rona popped back up?
Yeah, Rona came back around on them. They had to push it back.
Iceland? What about Iceland? Iceland's been real good, I heard.
Let's do that. Let's go up there and get it.
We sent all our sports teams to Iceland. That's the whole conspiracy theory. We're going to send all the teams to Iceland.
We're not getting nothing popping until a vaccine come around this joint. Or so many people get sick, there ain't no more people to get sick.
That's 18 months they talking about on the real.
No, it's not going to be 18 months. There's nobody that really works in medicine that I've asked thinks it's 18 months. Because that's going by the regular standards of what's happening. Bro, they did a clinical test on somebody today with something that they started working on 13 days ago.
Damn. So, Matt, how do you get somebody that, hey, man, we just did this 13 days ago. We want you to try this out on your body.
They like, shit. What I got to lose at this point? I've been in the crib with my baby mama for 2 years. I'm stressed
as
hell.
So they had to deal with somebody that's living in an apartment with 6 people in one bedroom. It can't be somebody that's spacious.
Either that or one of those people that don't believe in vaccination. So they just like, fuck it, I don't care. Whatever.
Y'all gonna pay me $5,000 though, right?
Right.
Let's think about $5,000.
Those are the people that are in this thing.
So sports is out till October in October.
I don't see how you do it. I just truly don't see how you do it. The logistics of it are just crazy. Unless we have some massive turnaround and just things just get incredibly better, you most certainly are not doing something where you have to bring that many people together. I mean, imagine a baseball dugout right now sounds like the least desirable place on earth to be.
Yeah. Because y'all sitting right on top of each other.
Could you imagine sitting on a bench in basketball right now? I'm good, bro. I'm good. No thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They finna bring back the Premier League though in a minute, because the UK has got a thing of where they're trying to figure out how, basically, if you're under 50, you all good to hit these streets.
But yeah, now they're gonna get people not doing that shit too. And then you're gonna see
the messed up part of me is like, I do want to see Man U play Liverpool. I will be live and in charge though. You'll see me on Instagram with my Man U hoodie on. Like, we back, baby.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I'm a dude that draws income that draws income from sports, that loves sports, that loves watching it. Even if I wasn't making a dollar from it, I would love watching it. But you know what? It seems so trivial right now, I don't even care.
I know, that's real.
Like, I just, there's so many other things I care about besides watching the Cardinals play right now. You know what I mean? Or watching the end of the NBA season. Like, the people that are hurting the most, you know what, man? That are hurting the most are the people that, like, talk all that shit all year, and now they like, oh, hold on.
Okay. Like, the people that live for the team like that, live for the team like that. Like, oh, that's my squad. I'm a Lakers fan. We back.
Right. Right, them the ones is like, oh, hold on, dog. We winning the title if the season in right now because we got the best record. I'm like, wrong.
You didn't
win the title. That's not how that works at all. You didn't win shit. You just
we saw the Seattle Super. We saw the Seattle SuperSonics lose to the Denver Nuggets in the first round.
I'll just be honest. I remember the 1994 baseball season, and nobody won that title. It just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, it just didn't happen.
You know, honestly, I do want Angus Maria to come back because this is the way for us to get you into soccer for real. Because there will be nothing else on, and you will be forced to.
It better come back after the Clone Wars because I'm on season 6 of Clone Wars. Oh.
It's after the Clone Wars.
Clone Wars most certainly gets priority over the Premier League.
Even though Liverpool has won this shit already, though, we just really out here playing for exhibition at this point our soccer fans.
So, I mean, there you go. Congratulations to Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool, man, they're thorn in our side, but that's another thing.
So, but anyway, though, with sports, though, that doesn't mean that the news stopped coming with sports. Like, they did announce the Basketball Hall of Fame this week.
Yeah.
And it's a hell of a class. A hell of a class. I mean,
it's probably the best, right?
Yeah, it's up there. I don't know every class.
Pound for pound.
It's strong. It's strong. No matter how you stack it up, it's strong. Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and of course, just on the NBA side, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and of course the irreplaceable Kobe Bryant as well. But however, though, Kevin Garnett did not waste an opportunity to be able to give a typically Kevin Garnett quotable about this.
But before you even go into that, though, Kevin Garnett has been very, very disgruntled since he's been going through this divorce. He's been like, fuck it.
Even before that, though, he's been on fuck the Timberwolves for a second. But he didn't waste
That's true. But he also has been disgruntled probably with that wife for a long time, too. So this has been a long time.
So here's this thing when they asked him about his legacy with the Timberwolves and if he would be open to his number getting retired in Minnesota, which he, by the way, said, no, I'm good. I don't need that. He said,
damn. Dude, that's crazy to think about. You spent, what, 10 years there?
Yeah. Yeah, just about. Won the MVP up there. So he said Glenn, who is the owner of the Timberwolves, he said, Glenn knows where I'm at. I'm not entertaining it. First of all, it's not genuine. Two, he's getting pressure from a lot of fans and I guess the community there. Glenn and I had an understanding before Flip Saunders died, but when Flip died, the understanding went with Flip. For that, I won't forgive Glenn. I won't forgive him for that. I thought he was a straight up person, straight up businessman. And when Flip died, everything went with him.
Now,
what
happened with Flip, do you think?
He continued. Well, Flip was his olive branch. Flip was the guy that KG messed with. But
it's basically having like a connect, and then like, oh, so we got the connect.
It was like when Mama Corleone died, and then it was like it's good to kill Fredo. Now.
Okay, got you. Okay, so, got you.
So he continued on and said, "There's no reason to complain. Just continue to move on. My years in Minnesota and in that community, I cherish. At this point, I don't want any dealings with Glenn Taylor or Taylor Corporation or anything that has anything to do with him. I love my Timberwolves. I'll always love my guy. I always love the people who fuck with me there." He literally said that. He said, "I'll always have a special place for the city of Minneapolis and for the state of Minnesota in my heart. But I don't do business with snakes. I don't do business with snake motherfuckers. I don't try to do business openly with snake or anybody who's snake-ish." End quote.
So he must have him real dirty, though. And he just didn't talk about it for a long time.
KG from the streets, dog.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm not even concerned about the cause of that. I just love that he cut a promo on a cat about going into the Hall of Fame.
And like,
I love it.
Do I'm trying to think. Do NBA players have their team with them? They don't have their team with them, right?
No,
a team with
them. Bust.
Right.
Bust.
Okay, so you don't go in with a team.
No,
because baseball is the only one that goes on with a team, right?
Yeah, maybe hockey. I don't know.
Okay. Baseball. But I mean, football doesn't either, though, right?
No, they just get busted.
Okay.
And it's all of their team.
KG, some people think he's a fake thug, too, though. There's a lot of people that think he's a fake thug as well. That he'll
you
talk
can be
about
a fake thug, but one thing that people don't think that he is not genuine. He's a real ass.
That's true. That's true. That's very true. I'm just giving out what people have said. I love KG, man. He's always been 100.
KG's always been one of my favorite players.
Is the owner of the Target company the owner of the Timberwolves? Am I correct?
Maybe, yeah. I don't think you're off base with that.
Wow. Ooh. So Flip Flop Saunders was the only one that he was like, you know what? As soon as he died, though, ain't cool no more. Like you said, and Flip died That's early, it. Too, so he didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah, man. Flip got out of here too soon. But yeah, so that's
Flip for the people I heard, though. Flip for the people I heard.
Yeah, Flip definitely. I mean, his name's Flip.
Yeah. Yeah.
So speaking of other crazy stories of happening in sports throughout this Rona going down, talk to me a little bit about how many college football coaches have really shown what they really about and have lost their mind out.
We have three. One of them I really, really loved, and it was hard, but he's so like fringe. It's like listening to Alex Jones for the first time, like, okay, I kind of see that maybe, but then you realize like, oh, I'm bullshitting. Like, I'm crazy. Like, why am I even listening to this man? And that would be Mike Leach.
Okay.
Mike Leach tweets out. He'd been tweeting out a lot of, like, random little ill stuff. Like, he tweeted out this video of Obama that was, like, super edited to, like, have him say some crazy stuff or whatever.
Sounds about right.
And Mike Leach has lived his life living off the grid almost as a college coach, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He's lived his life. He's not been he's probably getting offered big time jobs in a big time spot. But you know what? Them off post colleges love me because I can do whatever I want to do. Lubbock, middle of nowhere. I can do whatever I want to do. Pullman, Washington, which is probably the most outpostest college, period, in Division One sport, Division Power Five, period. Sport. That's 5 hours from Seattle.
He's like the Bob Huggins of college football coaches.
Bob Huggins at least got even now got Louisville 2 hours from him, and it was Virginia. He was at least in the city. It's Cincinnati. He was at K-State, which is 2.5-3 hours from KC. Mike Leach ain't been nowhere close to no major place that people can really, like real media can really be checking him.
Yeah, that's true.
You've been in Pullman 5 hours. You literally, Seattle is the northwest. You are all at the southeast of the state.
But how about some of these coaches that are on the grid that is out here showing that?
Mike Gundy, to get back to Mike Leach put a picture of a woman stitching a noose together saying, like, I'm tired of this quarantine. The whole thing is supposed to be she's talking about her husband, and she's tired of being at home. You can't do anything with nooses, period. We just think we not there with no nooses.
Right.
It's so bad that three players transferred from Mississippi State right after that.
Uh-huh.
You got to think they're at the crib. They're back in Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
The AD pops up and said, we got to do some sensitivity training with Mike. Like, what?
But they're not really? Going to fire him. Look, Mike Price got fired for going to the strip club. And y'all won't fire him for that?
Right.
Mike Price is trying to get this money for catch at Alabama. But Mike Gundy comes out and he says, you know what? Alabama as a state cannot afford to be not doing anything. My boys are going to be out there. I don't understand what's going on all this. Oklahoma State. Yeah. They're the state of Oklahoma. Even though they're the Oklahoma light of the state. We call them Okie State, Oklahoma light. They're not in the flagship program of the state. Let's keep it 100. And he's like, the state of Oklahoma can't afford for Oklahoma State not to be playing. So my boy's going to be practicing soon. They're going to be ready. And, you know, we'll be out there. And all this conspiracy by the media to keep us from something.
I think that's like the version of we was talking about this last time. Like, who's the white version of Conspiracy Brother? That's it right there.
Yeah, Mike Gundy. That's and it makes me more pissed off even more, though, because it's like you're trying to get people to go to work that don't get paid to go to work. You know what I'm saying? And their school's not even open, so why can't they even go to school to even get the... Because the whole thing that people say, well, you're getting an education, you're getting a scholarship, that's why you can play for free. But if my school's not even open, why am I even there? If that's the reason I'm there for, unless you're going to pay
what
me.
What am I doing here? What am I doing
here? What am I doing here?
Like, how are you going to have me come back? One person on this team get this Rona, and I'm shut out. I'm done.
And on top of that, I'm not getting paid. At least NFL, you can say, well, damn, I'm getting my check for $100,000 every other week or whatever. See,
That's a lack of Rona paranoia when you need it. A little healthy bit of Rona paranoia is necessary, and you need it. Because you got idiots out there. Out of all the people we talked about here, who do you think they voted for in November?
Oh, you already know what it is.
Like, what channel do you think the TV is on in their office? Like, this ain't no coincidence. You know what I mean?
The thing out there on Mike Gundy is, I don't know why Oklahoma, like the Oklahoman or any of those papers don't come hard on him, because every other year he flirt with another job every other year with somebody random. Every year he taking a flight out somewhere and getting somebody to up his contract. Daddy. Yes, he is.
One of the worst baby daddies in all the sports.
And probably on the low, probably Oklahoma State probably want to let him go. Mm-hmm. I let him go, honestly. Because it's like, dude, every other year, you talking about UCLA wanting to throw you a job and then want to throw you a job.
He the type of dude that Adele songs get written about.
Ooh, mentioning Adele. We didn't have this on the theme, nope.
Yeah, go ahead for it. Go for it.
Do we want to go there or do we want to keep it?
Go for the pivot, brother. I'll let you at this. I know this is close to your heart.
Adele's husband got like 60% of her paper. Oof. Allegedly.
Oof. Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's what people are claiming. Because he was and people are like, what about a prenup? Prenup don't help you out when the paper comes after you already married.
Ooh, wee.
Yeah. Last person I want to talk about is back to the king of somebody I think is super racist, Dabo Sweeney.
Okay.
Like, I literally think he's racist. He always is saying something like, if you just believe in God, everything will be all right. We don't need to worry about what our players. Our players don't have to worry about the cops messing with them. Well, they just believe in God, they'll be okay.
Mm.
He's literally a 1960s coach. With your first three black players at Alabama on your squad, and telling them about going into town to get a meal.
Yeah,
that's Dabo Sweeney.
He's definitely a sundown coach.
Yes, sir.
he's definitely a sundown coach.
He's a sundown coach, and he's somebody. He says that my players will be all right. We stormed Normandy. We got through Okinawa, Japan. We got through Pearl Harbor. We got through a Civil War. All these different things, we'll be fine as America. My boys will be out there ready for the season.
We as a country, America's going to be fine, boys. We're going to suit up and play football. Like, Coach, you just named some of the pivotal fights. No.
The trick back of it is, he won a season because he know Trevor Lawrence. If a season don't happen, he out.
Yeah, so I'm curious about how that works.
You have to be 21. You have to be 21 to enter the draft. Period.
But your high school class has to be removed for 3 years.
Right. So I'll be 21. He'll be 3 years. It'll be 3 years. My high school class is 3 years.
No, not necessarily true. Because
not this draft. I'm talking about next year's draft.
I know, but I'm talking about next year's draft. Like, if they cancel that season.
I'm still 3 years removed, though. You got to think, like, Michael Vick went as a redshirt sophomore.
But he was 3 years removed, though.
I'm still 3 years removed, though. It's not my fault the season didn't happen.
Listen to what I'm saying. It is your fault if the season didn't happen. Because the NCAA is putting extensions on eligibility, which means that they're moving people back. So they can still play that season. If that season doesn't get played, that's going to really put a test to how this whole thing works out.
I guarantee you, Trevor Lawrence looked like his family got enough money to go to Supreme Court with this. He looked like they're going to challenge that and be like, we good. We ain't gonna come back. You think Trevor Lawrence gonna come back?
And ain't no season. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to go outside next month. I'm fucking gonna know if Trevor Lawrence gonna be able to go to
the NFL. Trevor Lawrence is probably cool with it not being a season.
Yeah, it would work great for him.
Him, what's my, with Fields, Justin Fields up at Oklahoma. Oh, everybody that was balling out last year, I was a sophomore, don't care. Trust me, they don't care if it's a season.
It would be nice.
They don't care. Nice. All right, man, let's keep it in the sports, but going a little bit more into animal cruelty. Tiger King versus Mike and Big Man. Since we're talking about sports. Right, a little bit.
So I finally got a chance to go around. And the reason why we're talking about these two things together is I got a chance to watch the Tiger King
situation. I've been on it for weeks.
I'm gonna say it's a situation. I'll put it that way. But it's I got to watch that, so I'm gonna ask you your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about that, and then we'll correlate the two.
It's the best thing I've seen. What the hell was going on?
Now, all right. So, what was the joy? What was the joy that you got out of that?
Not seeing any black people. Not seeing any black people.
I thought that was.
That was the joy of it all. That was.
I thought that was what it was going
to
be. Yeah.
The only black person we saw was Shaq on the little tour thing.
And you got to see white people acting a fool, and it didn't involve black people.
Not at all. And I was cool with it.
What a time to be alive! You stuck in your house. You having to watch this crazy ass show, and it's all about a gay lion. I mean, tiger owner that's doing illegal things and trying to kill another person that's in this animal community. I didn't even know this community was out here, but I do know that now. All I want to do is know more about these communities. Like, I want to know where the rest of these communities at. What other wacky ass communities am I missing out on? Because one thing we'll do with black people, we'll laugh at some other people's misfortune. Because Lord knows y'all been laughing at ours for long enough.
Oh, we laugh at our own misfortune. Look at World Star Hip Hop.
Well, of course. But the reason why I talk about this, the reason why I bring this up, and this Joe Exotic thing is crazy. Did you see that this week they reached out and they said, they asked Trump if he'll pardon them? He said, oh, we'll see.
Oh, yeah. And you see they got another episode coming out.
Yeah, I did. I heard that. Yeah,
I'm there as soon as it drops. I'm on the watch to watch that. I'd love to see this.
I'll be honest, it's hard for me.
Really? How's it hard for you?
It's a little ridiculous. Like, I just be like, all right, what just happened? Like, when people just is out there just straight up playing the fool, it's hard for me. I'm not great at that when I just look at people.
Uh-oh. Akbar wants to talk to you, man.
Okay, all right.
My brother. So
hey,
you.
Hey, Akbar X, how you doing, brother?
How you doing? How you doing, Mr. White? You see, you have white in your name.
Yeah, I do.
I was suspicious of that, and you had white in your name. I was suspicious of it early. Very suspicious of it early. My brother, I don't understand. How do you not want to see that white man fall? I see the brother man rise.
So here's my thing. I got no problem with what's actually happening in it. Mm-hmm. It's just about the time for me. I just am like, what am I doing with my life right now? Why am I watching this?
See, are you reading your Quran, my brother?
I'm sorry, my what?
Your Quran.
No, you didn't. You said you was gonna give me one, but you didn't.
I know that is true. Are you reading my new book? Only for people that love Kobe because he only messed with white women book. Have you read that yet?
Wait a minute now.
Yeah, that's if you guys can get that on Amazon. Amazon.com, Amazon.net. It's a little different little website that you have to go to.
I don't know about that.
It's a different little website. Yet. You have to pay for your own shipping. We don't have no Prime. We call it Lime. We call it Lime, though, not Prime. We call it Lime because we want you to be healthy. We send you limes. In the mail.
Like lime wire? Or?
No, not lime wire. We're not lime wire. But we're coming up with that because we want to steal music for the white man, too.
Okay, but, I got you.
I'm going to send you that book as well for you to review that. But when I was watching the movie, I saw those tigers, and I thought about black people in bondage. Mm-hmm. And this white man just wanting to... If he can't be domineering over a black man, he would be domineering over an animal. Okay. And... How many tigers did he have?
I'm not 100% sure. I was a little confused. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, he had at least. I mean, he had to have at least 20, right?
No, it was in the hundreds.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, in the hundreds, because he was producing.
I guess I'm thinking about at the end. Like, at the end, he went and picked up a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. And then took So let me do this mathematics for you real quick to keep you involved where you need to be at mentally.
Okay, so no, please.
All right. If what is 23 times 3?
23 times 3, that is 69.
Right. Was that divided by 3 plus 1?
Oh, I don't know, man. What do you think?
24. You want to look at the 24?
Yeah, and then 24 is, of course, that's Kobe Bryant.
No, it's not. See, he's tripping. Nipsey Hussle, he just passed. I gave him a plus one. That was his anniversary in passing just happened.
Wait, explain to me the math, though, on Nipsey. Why?
Because Nipsey loved Kobe. And if you remember the last picture, he was at the Staples Center. He had a Kobe jersey on with Lauren London, 24. Mm-hmm. It's for Nipsey Hussle this week. Only this week. I'm back to Kobe next week.
Okay.
But this week is Nipsey Hussle.
What about 24 for Ken Griffey Jr.?
Ken Griffey Jr. looked like he liked them white women a little bit too much for me.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
A little bit too much for me.
Thank you for stopping by. No problem.
No problem. I had to check on you, Whitener.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Slick as a llama, brother.
All right, brother. Thank you.
But no, going to this big thing that you saw, man.
So here's my thing. Somebody made a great point. I don't know who made it. I saw it. That they said that. Now, this is the conspiracy brother in me that saw this and said, ooh, all right. It said, how do you like Joe Exotic, but you got an issue with Michael Vick? Explain to me how that works. And I was like, uh-oh. That's a great point. How do you look at that? How do you look at that and you got an issue with Michael Vick?
Really don't have no rebuttal to that.
I mean, that's straight line racism right there.
Because
he's
straight up feeding them Walmart meat, old Walmart meat.
Right.
And I know that's not healthy.
No, it's not even healthy when it's new Walmart meat. Don't eat that Walmart meat.
That's real talk.
Don't eat that Walmart meat. Yeah, so I mean, that's the thing. I look at that and I say, but I'll leave it to you because you are the blackest person I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we did like a top 10 things of like straight line racism, that's got to be in there. Like, how is Joe Exotic a hero and we want to free Joe Exotic, but Michael Vick is the scum of the earth?
That one's going to be hard because you have a lot of the Vick one is the most, it's not the most, it's a very egregious one. Okay. But at the same time, people can always say, well, he was hurting animals. We wouldn't have been after him if it wasn't for that. There's always a cop-out for anybody that wants to believe. At this point, anybody that wants to believe in anything, it doesn't matter what facts you give them. It doesn't matter what discussion you want to have about the nuance. If they want to believe in it, they can find who they want to believe in what they believe in. So it's no point.
So it doesn't really matter what we say about anything?
Doesn't matter.
There's always a way that they will believe it be a thing where it's a yeah but. I think that the yeah but game is going to be stronger than at any other point in history after this Trump administration. Because people are getting yeah but reps in like never before. Oh, it's the media is doing this and saying that. We're at a deflection level that could only be dreamed about in the past.
Okay. I could dig that.
Like, we're at a point right now where people are listening to facts less and less. Like, people are, like, flat up never listening to black facts ever again.
No, I agree. I agree.
So, I mean, like, what do you do with that? Like, do you just, like, accept it? Or is just like, oh, okay. It doesn't really matter. Not a fact if I don't believe it.
I mean, it's just the way they want to live this life, man. They want to live this life believing that the Tiger King is fine because it was just cats and our beloved dogs. Well, you know, was doing this and that. That's what it is. And then they can also probably cop out and say, well, they weren't fighting the Tigers. Now, a part of me thinks that Tiger King, Joe Exotica, did probably have some kind of fighting ring on the back end. I would not be – if it came out tomorrow, you find out he had an underground Tiger fighting ring going on with the brother in South Carolina, would you be surprised?
Not at all.
Just like I'm not surprised that he was like, I want to see the N-word too. Why can't I? Why are you shocked that he why? Like, what made you think that he was that pure of a guy like that? So there was no heroes in that documentary. There's no heroes in that documentary.
No, everybody was a piece of shit in that documentary.
Yep.
But here's the thing I ask you, though. Was there anybody, should black people have been enjoying that documentary?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Because white people looking fool?
No, I think everybody should. White people looking a fool, and on top of that, it's just funny in general. Like, if this was some brothers in West Baltimore doing this with some rabbits, you would be dying laughing. Like, yo, these dudes got rabbits out here, and they try to stop them from keeping these rabbits in the middle of the projects.
So you feel like, wait a minute, is there a chance that I was being a conspiracy brother with this whole thing?
I think so.
And like, I was looking at it like, hold on, this is, no, hold on.
Akbar actually did say your last name does have white in whitener.
So I'm aware of that. I'm used to my last name. But, and it's ironic that it comes from the blackest part of me, too. You know, but it's, irony is everywhere.
The irony.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't bad. I tell you what, I've been watching a whole lot of stuff that, like, I probably wouldn't watch any. I have no idea about when I would have time to watch Tiger King if I wasn't stuck in the house. Like, would I have watched it if I wasn't on quarantine?
No. Probably not. I mean, because you would have saw it and be like, I don't fuck with no tigers. You know.
No, I'm good. I'm
But and I got on it early. The only reason I did is because I would turn on Netflix and I was literally trying to fix a drink. And, like, you know, the little preview thing comes on. And it was just playing. I'm like, and I was like, and I peered around the corner and I'm like, a murder plot? And some time, what? Hold on. I got to at least see the first episode and see what they're talking about before I jump
on. It's marketed phenomenally well.
Yes.
Like, Netflix is the only thing where a show like that can take off like that. Because it pops up, you see it, and like, you look at Joe Exotic and you're just like, what the hell is this dude all about? And it's just set up the right way.
I didn't realize
that we had talked about Joe Exotic on the show.
Yeah, we did when he tried to run for president and governor.
Yeah, I didn't remember that. That's on me.
Mentioning Joe Exotica, he does have a person that is down with him, supporting him 100%, and that is the great O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
He has said indeed. That Carol did it.
Yeah. And if anybody knows who committed a crime, if there's an expert that they could bring in to this to analyze the Joe Exotic case, an experienced person who knows what to look for in these situations, it's O.J. Simpson.
Hey, mentioning one of your homeboys, your boy BG just texted me trying to get my brother's number to support him with his favorite bars.
Is he trying to go out or what the
fuck? No, he was like, I want to support my favorite bar in this time of need. Because I think he don't want them to shut down because that was his spot.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. I have been needing to.
Shout out to BG, man.
We don't get him. So here's the thing we've been talking about before
we gotta get people that ain't got nothing to do, they ain't got no excuses to be on this show.
Before we get to the scenario of the week, let me pivot away from Joe Exotic for a moment. But before we get to the scenario of the week, we are gonna be bringing some people on this show that we have access to right now because it's like, hey, why not? At this point, what else are we really doing right now? So we're gonna be bringing some people into this thing over the next couple of weeks, doing some interviews, and we're gonna be making this be
We start interviewing people that we have mentioned in name or you know what? Do we need to do a superstar episode? BG and Adrian.
I don't know. Can Adrian is Adrian?
Can they exist in the same place? Oh, yeah, that's true. you're thinking about the Corona in Washington.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that. Can be coughing on the phone and you hear him having a Rona.
Yeah, Adrian's good. I mean, me and Adrian are in a group on Instagram. We be talking today. He seems like he's in good spirits. So yeah, I don't care. We're gonna bring some unique people together over the next couple of weeks talking about
some people that we that'd be great guests as well that we just can get in general. But you ain't got no excuse with the crew.
Yeah, like why not do it right now? Like we're here. Let's just chop it up. Talk about whatever. Talk about old times. Talk about new times. Speaking of former guests of the on the show. I got, before this whole world fell apart and I had to like push my wedding back, I had Bellamo working on my suit for the joint.
Yeah, is it good to go still?
I mean, we got plenty of time to find whatever we need to find now.
ain't no rush on it.
No, I'm good. I've got time to do everything now. Like, I'm going to fuck around and be in the best shape I've been in my life because I just got time to do it.
So you have to get refitted. Your goal is to be refitted.
I'm worried about being able to travel to get fitted now, though. Like, everything's up in the air. Everything is up in the air.
That's true. God damn, you're right. You can't even go to the local JSO Bank. To get a fitting.
Joseph A. Bank, yeah.
Yeah, you can't even go there and get
I'd have to go to a bespoke outfitter to deal with them. They only deal with, like, the top-end cats. But, so it's like, I couldn't go to Joseph A. Bank and get a Nino.
Yeah, the Nino. You can't do that. They ain't going to do that.
No. They would be like, a what? Oh, excuse me? They're like, yeah, I'm sorry. I can't do business here.
You don't even know what the Nino is. Even if you didn't have it, you could be like, we just ain't got it, man. Damn.
Be like, yeah, we're not on the same page here. We've been having a lot of stuff going on. But before we get, I'm gonna jump into a scenario of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna have, we'll touch base. We got two things to hit on after that. But scenario of the week, man. It was an interesting debate that was going on Twitter over the last Twitter. I guess it spilled over to Facebook. Where, you know, again, everybody's roommates with each other, so everybody's starting to get upset with their roommates. is that saying that complaining, telling people that, hey, if you said you wanted to do something, you need to be using your time right now to actually go after it. You got no excuses if you're in the house right now to not go after them goals that you said that you got. And then people got upset saying that just because I'm at home don't mean I can pursue my goals. I got this going on, I got that going on. I'm like, well, maybe it wasn't relevant for you. Maybe that wasn't a comment that was meant for you. But I started to see people get way more agitated with anything that goes out there because people are on edge. And I got the feeling that the social media world is going to crumble in the next 2 weeks.
Is that why Dorsey put up $1 million? Shout out to Dorsey for putting up $1 million.
Jack Dorsey.
$1 billion. Sorry, not $1 billion. Jack Dorsey. Yeah. Is that why? Does he know that his company's for the fall because of the two-week timeline you're giving him?
If that was the case, it wouldn't be time for him to be spending money. But I think that Jack Dorsey, first of all, Jack Dorsey put up $1 billion. They said he put up 28% of his worth. So it's like, damn. So like, imagine if you just gave up a quarter of what you're worth right now. You know,
for the Corona.
For the Rona. Like, I was told right away, I can't do that. I said, you know what? I'm gonna give up a quarter of what I'm worth, and it was like, no, you're not.
Wifey said, no,
you're not gonna do that right now. So I was like, okay, fine. But I'm trying to do something good for the people.
Right.
But no, so what do you think about that statement though, saying that hey, if you don't go after it right now, you don't really want it?
I think is I don't know anybody's situation. Everything, man, as I get older, everything is all gray, dog. There's no black and white in life, dog. Like, except because people. Very true, but my whole thing is that there's the whole thing is that there is so many different dynamics and scenarios and things that happen for people that I can't tell you what you should be doing or not, regardless of whatever situation you're in. I don't care if it's not even business; it can be personal. It's so many different layers and factors of things that I may not even ever experience or have experienced to be able to tell you what you should be doing. If you think you should be doing it, then you should be doing it. That's all I say.
So you feel like that's a statement that's a little bit out of pocket.
Yeah. But also it's out of pocket also. And it's out of pocket for them to say it, but then it's out of pocket for people being upset so much of like what they have, what they don't understand your situation. So why are you so upset about that? Let them live. It is what it is.
I think it's because people spending so much time looking into that thing. Now people was getting heated though too. Like somebody got heated up saying that, hey, if you got time to respond to this status, you got time to be working on them goals.
Yeah, that was me. Remember, that was me that said that. That was me that said that. I checked you.
Like, oh shit.
Yeah, if you got time to respond and you got time, you ain't hustling right.
I said, actually, you're right. Actually, you're right. So there's a little bit of truth. There's a little bit of truth there now.
Yeah. So, I mean, nobody's hustling 24 hours a day, no. Man. This whole idea. And I blame Puffy for this shit. And I blame, like, Dame Dash.
What, that Rise and Grind bullshit?
No. Like, this is the old school thing where, like, man, I'm hustling 23 hours a day. I really only sleep 30 minutes. And even when I'm in my sleep, I'm thinking about getting this money. Yo.
Yeah, I think that the rise.
You can think about getting money. Like, it is nothing wrong with rising and grinding. You got to get after and get after. But there are certain mitigating factors. Some people say it's more about who you know than working hard. You could be grinding all day, but if you're not in the right situation or putting yourself in the right situation, it doesn't matter how hard you grind. If you're not thinking about how doing it smarter and thinking about, okay, well, I need to be in this position, it don't matter if you worked 100 hours a week doing that.
No, that's real.
Yeah, so it's a combination of working hard, knowing the right people, and being at the right place. That's bottom line.
Working towards the right thing.
Yeah, you know, and being prepared for that moment. And be prepared for that moment.
You can work hard as hell, but if you're not working smart, you overdoing it.
What if you're working hard on making Dicky suits, and nobody buying Dicky suits? Well, like, I mean, it doesn't.
I'd go to Detroit. Like, you'll be in big business.
Oh, we got a nice our Detroit contingent. It's gonna be.
No city says Dicky suits harder than Detroit, and I don't care what nobody says.
You think so? You think so? Is Detroit? Hold on now. Is Detroit the unofficial Dicky suit capital of the U.S. of A?
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah.
Damn, the Dicky suit capital is Detroit. So they didn't know when it fell off. They didn't understand the Dicky suit falling off.
No, they're just living that Dicky suit life, man.
So they leave and go somewhere else. They didn't know that it was over.
It's just all about saying that, hey, we up here working hard for everything we got, man. Dicky suits ain't going nowhere up here. We're working in these factories, and we're killing people.
That's real. That's real. I mean, I just don't understand how we want to be around. And it's fine. I mean, hustle all you need to. I'm not mad at you for hustling. I appreciate hustle. I love hustle. I love people that's hustling. But I can't damn nobody else for not hustling because I don't know their situation. I don't know their mental state. There's so many different factors of life that go into somebody succeeding. You don't I might be this at the right place in the right time. And a lot of people give themselves way too much props for their own fucking success too. Like, people be like, the whole idea of like, yo, you pull up by your bootstraps. I tell people all the time, like, man, like, my success and me being coming from the north side of St. Louis is a lot of it is fucking luck. Mm-hmm. It's fucking luck, dude. Being at the right places, having the right opportunities, and being able to somebody seeing like, yo, you should be in this place. You should be doing this stuff. Man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a lot of the most talented people aren't the most successful people.
Not at all. How many people you know that's way more talented, that know way more about baseball, but they ain't get the opportunity? Way know more about this.
There's always somebody that's a dope ass rapper who ain't got no deal. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So it's a lot to do with luck. So and a lot of people help you too, man. People get that shit twisted too. A lot of people help you out to get to where you are. This whole idea that you got to where you are though by yourself is some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole grinding by yourself is all right.
I will say this. I do think that right now is a great time to be able to focus on some things that maybe you haven't been able to focus on. You haven't had enough, you know what I'm saying, time or whatever to 100%. Get on it. Like, don't use this time right now to just be a point where you just twiddle away days and you lose track of the days and you don't know what the hell is going on. Like, really get out here if you can and try to, you know, do what you need to do in order to make this be a productive time. Because I mean, think that
don't be like me and you though, playing PS4 all the time. I'm trying to be a world champion FIFA player.
And I'm saying this, don't be like me. Like, don't completely just ruin your days doing things that don't matter. You know, I mean, I still have a full-time job that I've been doing. Happy to have that. Feel blessed to have that. But other than that, I mean, I'm wearing sweatpants and I'm trying to conquer the galaxy on Star Wars Battlefront 2. You know what I'm saying?
There's so much like, need to conquer the galaxy.
I'm spending my money and going and buying liquor. I bought a big old bag of candy. Like, I'm just out here just living my life raw. Like, however it is that I see that I feel like living at the moment. I got a bottle of Angel's Envy and a bottle of Prisoner. So I'm not even out here living cheap. I'm, like, literally out here spending my gas money that I ain't spending because I'm a good social distancer. I'm just spending the same money on liquor at this point. So I mean, it's two and one half dozen of another, really, for me.
Let's get some quick hitters, man, as we rock out of here, man. Ja Rule has created COVID masks.
I gotta say, if you're trying to not get sick, going the Ja Rule route is probably the way you need to stay the furthest away from.
Yeah, and support our man Focus, his family. They have some designer ones that are pretty dope. Just go to the Focus Gallery on Instagram. Holler at him. Mm-hmm. He'll better get hook you up with some dope masks. Not the Ja Rule masks.
No.
Locally, Alton Mayor wife called out partying during Corona.
So.
Or COVID-19, as we're calling it now. We still calling it the Corona? Or we just moved strictly?
No, it's still the Corona. Okay. That's what I got introduced to it as. And if your mama call you Corona, I'm going to call you Corona.
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of which, we'll touch on that in a second. But yeah, so imagine you're a mayor and you're telling everybody in the city to stay home and then they find out that your wife out in the streets kicking it at a bar.
No, and that's in Alton, Illinois, people. That's like literally, it's not East St. Louis, so it's north of East St. Louis. Maybe like 40 minutes north of East St. Louis. So it's like a... Is it the white version of East St. Louis?
Yeah, it's probably not a bad. Yeah, it's probably a way to look at it.
Or is that Granite City?
I don't know. Is Cahokia the white or Belleville the white East St. Louis? I don't know.
Cahokia is more black now, ain't it?
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. We have to get
Cahokia is the suburb. I feel like Cahokia is the black suburbs of East St. Louis.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. carry on. You're right.
Yeah. So Alton, everybody, Alton is a area where it's basically kind of like in the cut. It's right off the river. It's tucked away. It's hard to access. It's hard to access probably the most any town that's off this area. It's the hardest one to access.
You gotta want to be there.
Yeah. Good. So how do you out kicking it during, and your husband put out a thing like, yeah, we shutting down everything, but you're at a bar kicking it,
mm-hmm.
and the boys show up.
Right. Your husband's employees show up.
And they probably was like, and you know what? They probably wasn't the first time. This might have been our second or third warning. Because if it's the mayor's like, hey, Karen, you gotta go home.
Yeah, they're like, we know what you're all about, and we're not here to deal with that right now. Karen, we're going to call your husband.
And then they call the second time, like, God damn, we can't, come on now, Karen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We can't do this now.
Speaking of which.
Exactly, I gave you all of you there.
Speaking of which, thank you, Gary Payton. So, I read an article earlier this week saying that white people, specifically white females, are now saying that the idea of calling them Karens is offensive. And that it is it's a racial epithet now against white females. And I saw one take it to the level of saying it's like calling black people the N-word. So
stop it.
Do we want to summon Conspiracy Brother back, or do we just want to have this angry ass Daryl?
This is angry ass Daryl. This is just not even Conspiracy Brother. This is when people got too much time on their hands to be able to come up with stuff. Because we would have did this pre-corona. People would have been shutting it down early. But we ain't got nothing to do, though, so we're giving it life. That's it. We're giving it life because it's sitting there. And it's like, you know what? I got time for the bullshit today. Let me entertain this Karen idea.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, they're fed up. And they're like, oh, this is ridiculous. Now, granted, this is only some white people. There were some white people making fun of these other white people too, saying like, wait a minute.
But I'm saying, but the idea that we even, that people even gave it breath is only because the Rona is out here and we ain't got nothing to do. That's it.
So before we get out of here, man, what's your prediction on where we're going to be by the end of next week?
I've been mentally preparing for Mad Max, like Return to Thunderdome. I've been, I got some clothes and stuff. I got want to kind of cut them up and kind of get out there. I know you got shin guards still, right? I'm sure. And you got a catcher's mask, right? Still.
I don't have catcher's equipment. I was a pitcher, but I do have batting gloves that I wore to the grocery store the other day.
What if it was like the Warriors, the movie, the Warriors out here? Well, you just got to get home from the Rona.
Well, that,
and get through all the territories.
That seems most likely. Yeah, it seems most
likely. It's more of the Warriors, right, than Thunderdome.
Yeah. I think that everything outside is going to be. Actually, I think we're starting to get to the peak of this thing. Honestly, I think the things from a health perspective will be getting to a better place. But I think that as a people, we'll be ready to fucking rumble within a week. I think the people are getting fed up with each other. I think you're going to start seeing people calling each other out in some really bad ways.
No, I saw one, man. Like, one of my homegirls, man, she called out a dude we thought was that they had been married, they got divorced, their kids are older, and she just called him out for all the stuff he did wrong while they was with child support, everything. I've been holding you down, making you look good in public. I'm talking about just a long thing. I was like, oh, she's just fed up. She in the crib. She's like, the reason I moved here is because even though he's divorced, I want you to be closer to your kids, and you don't even care to even teach him how to tie a tie. I was like, ooh.
That's where I think we're headed. That's where I think we're headed within the next week. I think that within the next week, we're going to be truly seeing some people taking each other apart.
No, we are. We are, man.
It's going it's going to get bad.
I mean, you got Jamal Murray's wife, a girlfriend out here making people dead, like faking their friends' death, like to get attention.
Yeah, that happened. And I also think that what's going to start happening is remember those initial predictions when they're like, this is going to really mess some weddings up. I mean, not with some weddings, mess up some relationship.
People are talking about it's going to be like, oh, it's going to be more kids. No, they talking about it's going to be the opposite.
Yeah, I think that you're going to start seeing some homes getting blown down by the big bad wolf here in the next.
Which in interesting, next we talked about before, though. Will that kick up the economy of people trying to find new homes?
It's going to be good for divorce attorneys.
No, and I'm talking about for people, new apartments. I got to move somewhere else. I got to move to buy another crib.
Yeah, probably. I mean, whatever we can do to stimulate the don't blame your relationship ended knowing you stimulating the economy. That would be a bad look.
Two more things we get out of here. Shout out to Kenneth Copeland saying he blew away the Corona Force. Maybe this is working. I don't know.
So explain to people who can.
I'm going to actually play it, man. I'm going to play it.
Okay.
I'm going to play it.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19.
Oh, Ramesh.
I execute judgment on you, Satan. You destroyer. You killer. You get out. We break your power. You get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
I call you done. I call you gone. You come down from your place of authority, destroyer. You come down and you crawl on your belly like God commanded you when he put his foot on your head in the Garden of Eden. You will destroy through COVID-19. No more.
No more. No more.
It.
No more.
Is finished.
Finished.
It is over. And the United States of America is healed and well.
Thank you.
Again.
See? Told you, man. This is what the corona. And if anybody has a chance to look at the video of this, they literally are. It's six of them on stage and nobody's in the crowd because they're far apart, social distancing.
Just in time for Easter, he blew away the Rona.
Blew away the Rona right before the King rises.
I hope that it's not some of our people that need to have an Easter miracle on their hands because they've decided to go out and live their best Easter lives. Hey, keep your ass at the house. You see what happened when people went out for the Mardi Gras? Damn near all of Louisiana got shut down. So
that's real.
Keep your ass at the house.
And don't be naming your kids Corona and COVID either, man.
Fuck. and you're late to the party if you're doing it now, because there's already been somebody that's
done it.
It's already two twins was born, they was named Corona and COVID. Like, that's what you want to be reminded of for the rest of your life.
But it's kind of gangster if you're the first ones to do it, I feel like. Like, it's gangster if you're the first ones.
Is it though?
Yeah, it is, man. That's kind of gangster, like Corona and COVID. Like, think about that. There's like two hockey players, Corona and COVID Johnson.
So if you
be like, they are.
If you could be either one, which one would you want to be, Corona or COVID?
I'm being COVID.
I want to be Corona, bro.
Nah, because the only reason I say Corona is because there's going to be people 10, 15 years from now that's going to forget about the coronavirus and think I'm talking about the beer again. That my name, I'll think after the beer.
So you're going on the record right now thinking that we'll be off quarantine in 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, definitely. I think so.
Okay. Cool.
Definitely.
Cool.
Some people, I don't want to be that kid.
Because some people are acting like they've already been on it for 10 to 15 years. So I just wanted to know if that actually was a thing or not. So, okay, cool. Good to know.
No.
All right, man. So before
rest in peace to Bill Withers, too, man. Rest in peace to Bill Withers, man.
We got to give it up to the OG, man. Bill Withers getting out of here. And the sad part is, man, is that when people are passing right now, I'm immediately looking to see it if it's Corona that got him or not.
I know everybody. I'm just want anybody. Somebody get got. I literally saw a thing about a woman cop that got shot, and they said woman cop dies. And I was like, oh no, the Rona got her on the gig. She got shot.
Like, it literally
which is even
says
worse.
In the headline that she got shot, but I'm looking to see if she got the Rona.
She got shot, and then she got the Rona. That was my thing. Right. It was like she got to the hospital, she was fine. Then she got the Rona and died.
Right. These are the things that I'm looking at, because this is where my mind is at, because I'm messed up right now. But I'm cool. I'm good. It's still going to be weird going back into the real world. It's going to feel strange. But hopefully people are not complaining about their jobs or anything like that on the other side of this.
No, I hope they're not either, man. And, man, thank y'all for listening. As always, email us straightoilc@gmail.com. You know, hit us up on our platforms. We appreciate everybody, man. We're going to do a video at some point. People have been tweeting us in since everybody doing these Zoom videos. We need to do one soon. So
we can do one, man. We'll get some people to come on, man.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Well, since we get some guests, though, man, we'll do videos with guests, man. Like, if y'all can see the guests and stuff, man. So
you guys can see how far my hairline is falling off.
Ooh, man, my hair is looking ridiculous, man. It's looking bad.
I'm gonna have on that struggle headband.
That big ass headband that Jewel Santana used to wear.
That fat ass Jewel Santana fucking Bryce Harper headband.
Like, ooh, that's Bryce Harper. God damn. I didn't realize it. I just thought about it. He do wear a Jewel Santana headband.
He do, man. Bryce Harper's for the people.
All right, but thank y'all for listening as always. We'll holler at y'all soon. Peace.